弟兄姐妹平安。今天早上呢，很高兴来到弟兄姐妹当中，跟大家能够分享。
I'm so glad to come here to share with you.
那个，我今天早上分享的题目呢，讲到神家是一个有盼望的。
And this morning I want to share with you there is hope in the house of God.
那我们要读一段的圣经，读希伯来书第三章一节到第六节。
Let's read chapter, the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6.
好，我们大家记在成绩单上，我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read it together. It's printed out for you on your program sheet.
好，我们来读。同盟
天
召的圣洁弟
兄，
你们应当思想我们所认为实际为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样，他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋必须有人
住，
房屋就是神。
我们今天的
人在神的全家承认敬忠，将来必传说的事，但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家。刚才开始我们弟兄呢，讲一段话，我觉得非常好。
And our brother shared something briefly I thought was well said.
他说我们的神呢是从来没有改变过。
And he said our God never changes.
昨日今日直到永远是永远不变的。
Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus remains the same.
幸亏主是这样子，不然我们不能坐在这里。
Fortunately, that's how our Lord is. Otherwise, you and I would be
sitting here. 就爱我们到什么呢？
Because he loves us all the way to the end.
赦免罪就完全把他赦免了。
Once he's forgiven you, he's forgiven forever.
但还有一点我们弟兄没有讲。
And another thing he shared.
我们的神天天在变。我们的神天天在变。
And our God also changes every day.
因为门徒每次看见耶稣都不认识他。
Because every time we encounter Jesus, we see a new Jesus, new side of Jesus.
假如今天我们在这聚会啊。
For example, we sit here this morning.
反正知道来这干嘛呢？
If you know exactly what will happen,
我告诉你，聚会变得很无聊。
Then meeting or gathering is boring.
反正每天聚会都这样。
Because the meeting is always the same.
但是每次聚会发现不一样。
But every time we come, we found something new about God. Because God is doing something.
神忽然摸到我一下，让我的重担没有了。
Sometimes he touches us and lifts up my burden.
神摸我一下，我的病好了。
Sometimes he touches me, I'm healed.
神跟我讲话，我对明天忽然我觉得有知道干什么。
And sometimes he speaks to me that I have hope for tomorrow.
你看四本福音呢，马太、马可、路加、约翰。
There are four gospels in the Bible.
就讲主耶稣。
They all talk about Jesus.
有时候讲一件事情呢，四本书讲的都不一样。
And even describing the same event, they have different aspects.
不是记得不对呀。
It's not that they recorded it
wrong. 因为耶稣的他这个整个做法，他们认识不一样。
But because their knowledge of the same event is different.
所以我们的神很奇妙。
Therefore, our God is wonderful.
因为我们的神从来没有改变。
On one hand, He does not change.
你好，他爱你。
He loves you whether you're good or bad.
你不好，他爱不爱你啊？
His love remains unchanged.
若是你上个礼拜都很读经读得很好，耶稣说你可以来坐在第一排。
And if you study Bible every day, does Jesus say, "Come sit on the first row"?
我想这个礼拜没有读经，我们可能今天都不敢进来了。
And if I didn't study a word this week, then maybe I will stay outside.
你这个礼拜都没读经，可别坐第一排。
If you did not read a word of Bible this week, can you sit here on the first row?
你想坐我旁边可不可以啊？
Do you want to sit next to me? Is allowed?
所以你知道耶稣基督啊，每一个人他永远爱你。
So his love remains unchanged for everyone.
但是耶稣还有一个特别点。
But he has a special characteristic.
他每一天都不一样。
That he stays he does not stay the same every day.
这是为什么一个年纪大跟年纪轻的不一样。
And that's why the elderly people is different from younger people.
我这次来碰到我的孙子外孙都在一起，好快乐。
And this time I met with my third generation, I really had a great time.
为什么小孩这么可爱呢？
Why are children so lovable?
天天不一样。
Because they are different every day.
为什么老的没什么可爱呢？
Why do old people not act cute?
天天都差不多，简直。
Because they stay pretty much the same every day.
啊，像一个年轻人，忽然有一天，哇哦，高兴得不得了。
And young people get excited easily like that.
哦，看着这个加州的太阳这么亮。
And I see the beautiful sun in the California.
哇，这个下雨也没有关系。
And it's okay to rain once in a while.
每天生活都不一样。
And every day is different.
你是在干嘛？你怎么懂？
Do you know what happens?
他谈恋爱了。
Oh, if a young person is excited regardless of the weather, then you know some, what happened to him, he must have fallen in love.
啊，他一恋爱的话，每天都不一样。
And once he's in love, he's different every day.
这个鸟怎么这么好听呢？
He would say, oh, the chirping sound of the birds are just very pleasing to my ears.
天气真是好啊。
Oh, what a great day I have.
每一个人这么可爱。
And what?
每一个人都可爱。
Oh, everybody's so lovable.
但有一天你发现，唉。
But one day if he starts sighing and look depressed,
你猜他什么呢？
you guess what?
他失恋了。
Yeah, he broke up with his girlfriend.
是你发现的。
Therefore,
我们的神
our God
是给人盼望的神。
It's a God who gives hope to people.
为什么年轻人可爱呢？
Why do we feel young people are lovable?
因为他将来怎么样，没有人知道。
Because we don't know their future.
那为什么人家喜欢来美国呢？
Why do people like to come to this country?
因为美国将来怎么样，没有人知道。
Because no one knows what will happen to the states in the future.
一个人读哈佛大学没毕业人，可以做 Microsoft， 变成全世界上最有钱的人。
If you graduate from a not if you don't even finish school at Harvard, then you can still start a business at Microsoft and become the richest guy in the world.
因为这是美国。
Because that's what America is about.
美国最大的一个特点。
And the greatest characteristic of this country.
每一个人都有盼望。
Is that everyone can have some kind of hope.
很多到美国年纪很大的。
People come here at an older age.
还有希望。
And they may go wash dishes.
打工。
They may work hard.
赚钱。
And they make money.
过了十年，他有五个饭馆，他可以。
And after 10 some years, this person can own up to 5 restaurants.
为什么呢？因为这是美国。
Why? Because this is America.
但是天国更厉害耶。
But you know something is greater about the heavenly kingdom?
那天国你进来的话，什么事情都发生的。
In the heavenly kingdom, anything can happen.
一个罪人可以变成圣徒。
And a sinner can turn into a saint.
一个保罗可以建立这么多。
A sinner like Paul can establish many churches.
一个人胆小不得了，像彼得三次否认主的，被神大大使用。
And a timid person like Peter, he denied the Lord 3 times, he could be used by the Lord greatly later on.
这是天国神的国。
Because that is the principle in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
所以希伯来书三章告诉我们一件事。
Therefore, in Hebrews chapter 3, it says.
他说神的家有个特点。
He said there is something special about house God.
神家不止我们在座的人都有信心。
So that everyone in the house of God can have faith.
不是讲的我们在座人都有爱心。
And not necessarily saying we all have love.
而最起码在座人就充满了盼望。
Oh, not necessarily about faith or love, but everyone in the house of God can have hope.
什么叫盼望，懂不懂？
What does hope mean?
每件事，什么事都可能发生。
Which means everything is possible.
其实这是神家特点在这里。
And that's the special point of being in the house of God.
使徒在希伯来书第三章说的说把可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
Here in chapter 3 of Hebrews says, if we boast, we are his house, if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast.
我们就是神的家。
Then we are his house.
是神的家有个特点呢，就充满了盼望。
Therefore, in the house of God, it's full of hope.
我们今天来看这段圣经呢，他讲的几个重点，我们稍微看一下。
Let's study this passage this morning.
他第一讲教会啊，是蒙召的一般属天蒙召的圣洁弟兄。
First of all, church is a bunch of holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling.
有一样东西我们要知道。
So we need to know this.
神的每一个儿女是神呼召我们。
Every child of God, you are called by God.
钱红。
Brother Chen.
他听见了。
He heard.
既然我喊半天他没听见。
If I call him several times, he did not respond.
他对我的 calling。他没有什么反应。
That means he has no response to my calling.
我们为什么坐在这边呢？
Why are we all sitting here?
因为神在呼召我们。
Because God has called us.
来跟从我。
Come follow me.
这神呼召我们。
And that's the calling from God.
信耶稣是个呼召。
Believing in Jesus is like receiving a calling.
而不是你爸爸相信你也相信，没这回事。
It's not you are a Christian because your dad believes in Jesus.
叶立凡，神叫我。
Eddie, God's calling me.
要不要信我？
Do you want to believe in me?
哇，你们开始打仗了。
And I struggled.
有一天我说主我要像你。
Until one day I said, Lord, I want to be just like you.
我站起来。
I stood up.
我相信你。
I believed in you.
这说到什么事情呢？
And what does that mean?
你对呼召有了反应。
Means I had a response to the calling.
受浸也是呼召。
And baptism is also a calling from God.
很多人信耶稣信了多少年不受浸。
Many people believe in Jesus for years but are not baptized.
因为他没有答应受浸的呼召。
Because he has not answered to the calling of baptism from God.
受浸是个呼召。
Baptism is also a calling.
受完浸以后 奉献是个呼召。
And after baptism, another calling follows is to offer yourself. 跟随主
也是个呼召。
To follow Jesus also calling.
今天早上你要不要被更新是个呼召、哎、
Do you want to be renewed? It's also a calling from God.
你要不要有盼望是个呼召、哎、
Do you want to have hope? That's a calling too.
你可以坐在这边看。
You can sit there and watch.
就信一来不知道讲什么东西。
And say, I wonder what the speaker will talk about today.
还可以。
Okay, it's alright, not too bad.
这个人不行，圣经不熟啊。
Or you say you criticize all the speakers and stand wrong about scriptures.
你可以这样子坐着，每个礼拜天坐在这边下面这样子。
Every Sunday when you come, you sit like a critic.
每个礼拜天这样，哇，今天你要对我讲什么话
？Or you can say, Lord, what do you want to say to me this morning?
弟兄姐妹们，你的态度决定你在这里干什么。
Your attitude will decide what kind of role you play here.
弟兄姐妹们，人不是年纪大是老的，不是。
And in old age people, not necessarily you're old physically.
因为你的反应没有了，是老。
Once you lose the proper timely reaction, then you're old.
小孩子为什么小呢
？Why do we say kids are young?
你讲什么的哦，都很高兴。
Because whatever you tell them, they get excited.
你做个鬼脸，哈哈大笑。
You make faces, they will laugh.
因为他对你有反应。
They respond to your actions.
你不是年纪大的老。
And
你不是年纪大的变老。
And you don't become old because you are physically old.
你是不反应的变老。
But if you lack a response, then you are old spiritually.
你说我耳朵就听不清楚了。
And you say, you know, I can't hear very well.
你是不想听的，这耳朵听不清楚了。
Sometimes we are selective in our hearing. We don't want to hear.
你想听的东西，你耳朵可精了，我告诉你。
Things that you are interested in, you will hear every word.
早上要不要听听神的话？阿门。
Do you have appetite to hear the word of God this morning?
弟兄姐妹们。同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄
We are heavenly brothers who receive the heavenly calling.
神有一件事情他从来不改变他永远不放弃我们
One thing that God does not change is the fact that he never gives us up.
他不管你几岁
Doesn't care how old we are.
摩西八十岁的神说哎你出来服侍我
When Moses was at his 80s, God said, come and serve me.
我还没八十
I haven't reached that age yet.
哎呀神说还可以起来啊
And God said,
加勒八十五岁的还要去得地希伯伦呢。
And Caleb at age 85, he will go and fight against a land.
希伯伦的人都特别高大的，特别难的。
Against Hebrews, the tallest, the toughest enemies.
迦南地最难搞的都在希伯伦呢。
And the toughest enemies all reside in that land.
叫个八十五岁去打他去。
But Caleb at the age of 85, God sent him to fight.
我想到这边我还年轻的很呢。阿门。
Thinking about that, I feel I'm so young. Amen.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
神呼召我们。
Because He calls us.
今天早上是要呼召所有在座的。
And this morning, God's calling everyone who sits here.
你年不年轻，阿爸们
？Are you young?
对隔壁说我很年轻。
Tell your neighbor that you are young.
哦，很年轻，阿门。弟兄姐妹们，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that because He calls us.
所以呼召我们。当你答应呼召以后
When you answer his calling,
你就变成一个圣洁的弟兄
You become what we call a holy brother
你被分别出来
Because you have been set aside for purpose
圣洁不是说你罪 不犯罪当然犯罪不圣洁是真的
Yes, if you sin, you're not holy But holiness here does not refer to the state that you don't sin anymore
是说你有没有答应呼召
But whether you have answered to his calling
神的呼召你都答应你没有时间犯罪
And once you truly answer God's calling you don't have time to sin anymore
弟兄是代表刚强的人
And brother, the word brother means people that are strong spiritually
教会常常答应呼召的都是姊妹
And unfortunately, mostly people that who answer the call of the Lord are sisters
但是我们感谢主今天早上每一个人都是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄阿们
But we thank the Lord because everyone who sits here are holy brothers who answer to the heavenly calling
好我们第一个教会是被神呼召出来的一般人
So first of all we need to know church is a group of people who are called by God
因为教会本身 Ecclesia 就是呼召出来的
Because the word Ecclesia means the original meaning of the word church means a group of people are called out
好现在呼召出来干什么呢
So after we are called out what do we do next
圣经上说要思想
Here it saysFix your thoughts on Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常不用脑筋的思想耶稣啊。
And a lot of time we don't bother to fix our thoughts on Jesus.
我们思想都是困难的东西。
We fix our thoughts on difficulties.
我们思想都是不可能的东西。
We fix our thoughts on things that are impossible.
因为我们想着对象错掉了。
And then because we're thinking toward the wrong object.
是这边说，神说，我们要思想耶稣。
But here God says to fix your thoughts on Jesus.
他说要思想耶稣是谁呢？
Fix your thoughts on who he is.
思想耶稣两个身份。
And think about the two roles that he has.
一面他是使者。
On one hand, he's the apostle.
使者是带领我们走条道路的人。
An apostle is the one who leads us onto the right path.
他给我们使命的人。
He is the one who commissioned us.
是他呢给我们使命，带我们走路。
So he will commission us and lead us on the path.
耶稣是使者。
And Jesus is the apostle.
第二，耶稣说他是大祭司。
Secondly, Jesus is also the high priest.
而他大祭司什么意思呢？他特别帮助我们的人。
What does high priest mean? Means someone who's here to help.
弟兄姐妹们，今天因为我们基督徒啊，我们实在是不了解我们的身份非常非常特别的。
And we Christians, sometimes we don't realize that we are so special.
我们觉得是被呼召啊，很困难。
Sometimes we feel to be called by God is a difficult thing.
我在以前在带一些年轻人在一起。
And I used to shepherd a group of young people.
这个年轻人呢，早上起床啊，很困难。
And it's hard for young people to get up in the morning.
他们早上很多人从来不晓得太阳从东边出来的，他从来不晓得。
A lot of young people didn't get up early enough, so they have no idea the sun actually rises from the east.
他们听说太阳从东边出来。
They just heard people telling them the sun rises from the east.
有一天我带他们出去，说第二天早上要去爬山，要去运动，去玩去。
One day we went out for outing. I said, tomorrow morning we'll get up and we're going to climb the mountain.
你不晓得他们起得多早，你。
You had no idea how early they could get up.
为什么？因为他们做他们喜欢的事情。
Why? Because they are doing something they like.
因为我那个呼召啊，让他们觉得很喜欢。
Because my calling to go and play.It really make them happy.
弟兄姐妹们，这是神呢，他要做一件事情。
When God's doing something,
要呼召我们开我们里面的眼睛。
Is to open our inner eyes.
信耶稣很需要，就我们里面被开启。
To believe in Jesus, you need to have your inner eyes open.
你晓得神呢，他多么喜爱我们呢？其实侍奉神、追求神是世界上最快乐的事。
You know how much God loves us? Actually, this is the happiest thing to be able to serve Him.
你看跟耶稣在一起多么快乐、啊、
Think about it. To be with Jesus in everything you do.
每天发生的事情都不晓得发生什么事情。
And you don't know what's going to happen every day.
我的常常想的是说我们跟耶稣、啊、好像打篮球。
And sometimes I like to feel that I'm playing basketball with Jesus.
你要跟谁打呢最有趣味呢
Who do you play with is most fun?
跟不会打球的人就没有意思。
And it's no fun you play who cannot really play the sport.
有时候跟人一起打网球打乒乓球打网球。
I play table tennis and tennis with people.
这腰都累死。
And I was so sore.
你老去捡球去。
Because I always bend down to pick the ball.
因为我不会玩嘛。
Because 你不会玩还是不会玩
我不会玩。
你会玩
我不会玩他也不会玩、
oh, because both of us didn't know how to play
就得捡球
so we keep on pick up the balls
但是若是你跟一个人很会、哦、他教你就不一样了
but if you play with someone so skillful who can teach you then that's a lot of fun
有人能够打篮球啊打到晚上啊他不睡觉
so people can play basketball all the way and stay up all night
我以前打篮球啊晚上都可以到晚上十二点钟不睡觉打球
I used to play up to midnight I didn't need to sleep
下雨也可以打
I could play when it rains.
所以弟兄姐妹，是代表你碰到喜欢的话，那就不一样了。
And when you are doing something you like, then the situation is different.
耶稣啊，他是个使者，是大祭司。
Jesus is the apostle, the high priest.
他好像是个篮球的教练。
It's like a coach of the basketball.
是打全世界第一名的教练。
And then it's the world champion, the coach of the world champion team.
我以前呢，就是这十年前呢，他常常说那个 Jordan 用 Jordan 做例子 ，Michael Jordan.
And 10 years ago, I like to use Michael Jordan's an example.
现在听说要 Kobe Bryant.
Now it's Kobe Bryant, of course. Right.
反正不管了，这些人呢，若陪你打篮球
，Imagine if they play you as you practice, that would be a lot of fun.
他会教你打
，because they will teach you how to play.
他会带你打
，they will lead you how to play.
他会帮助你怎么打得好
，they will help you to improve.
你发现没有耶稣、啊、他就教我们
And Jesus is like our coach
他要带我们
He wants to lead us
所以带我们什么呢要走这条道路
He wants to lead us onto the right path
所以人生啊不是很无聊的
So your journey of life should not be boring
人生是充满着新奇的
But
充满着盼望
Be filled with excitement and hope
所以耶稣呢他就什么这方面成为我们一个大的一个帮助的
So Jesus is this great help on our life In our life.
因此在我们生人生当中呢是耶稣呢他说他是个使者。
That's why Jesus is like an apostle, a messenger in our life.
他带着我们走他用使命带着我们走。
He leads us with a commission.
当他慢慢我们里面对人生觉得我有使命的时候。
And gradually, when we have a sense of commission,
弟兄姐妹，你的人生就不一样。
Then your life will be different.
有些人人生他没有使命的。
A lot of people live without a commission.
或者原来有，现在慢慢没有了。
Or maybe he had it originally, but gradually it's lost.
或者原来有，现在年龄大了没有了。
Or he had it when he was young, but not when he gets old.
弟兄姐妹们，这都不对的。
And that's wrong.
希伯来书第二章告诉我们说
，In the chapter 2 of Hebrews, it tells us
他要带领我们的许多儿子进荣耀。
That he will bring many sons into glory.
是他代表我们有个使命的这个。
Which means we all should have a mission.
你有的使命以后
，Once we have the mission in mind,
你的人生就开始不一样了。
Then your life is different.
每一天，弟兄姐妹们，就会有很奇妙的事情会让你。
And every day, marvelous things will happen and lead you on.
是基督徒的本身呢，有个耶稣基督呢，有个思想慢慢去认识、了解耶稣。
Therefore, as a Christian, you need to fix your thoughts on Jesus so that you can understand Jesus more.
告诉你说，耶稣说，孩子啊，你的人生呢是不应该这样子。
And Jesus would tell us, my child, your life should not be just like this.
我们应该是有使命。
We should have a sense of commission.
当你有了使命以后，你人生开始就有盼望了。
Once you have a sense of commission, then you will have hope for life.
我以前认识一个朋友。
I used to have this friend.
他有三个儿子。
He had three sons.
他呢，每天对大儿子就讲啊。
Every day, he would tell the oldest son that.
你是在台湾。
That was Taiwan.
你没有什么前途的。
So, son, you really have not much future.
你将来就是蹬三轮车，你将来就蹬三轮车。
I think you would just do those three-wheel bike. I mean, pull those three-wheel bike and live accordingly.
就是人力的 taxi 就是的。
It's like manual taxi.
就这样，你就干这个事情差不多了。所以他的儿子啊，将来什么都不行。
So he felt that his older son would not achieve anything anyway.
哎呀，我都很急啊，但是我也不晓得怎么给他讲。
And I didn't like what he said to his son, but I didn't know how to help him.
这个魔鬼啊，就常常给你讲。
But the devil likes to tell you that.
信耶稣没什么了不起的。
You know, there's no big deal to believe in Jesus.
礼拜天做个礼拜，不去没有关系。
It's okay that you don't even bother to go to church on Sundays.
哎呀，你光做礼拜，光聚聚会，你就是反正就这样子。
Or no, just go to church on Sundays. That's enough.
整本圣经讲的不一样哎。
That kind of statement is different from what God says in the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们，一个年轻的人。他的整个想法，他就决定他将来的人生是做什么。
You know, the way we think will determine our future.
我有另外一个朋友呢。
I have another friend.
他呢有个儿子，他是这个入籍美国的。
And they have been naturalized to this country.
他常常对儿子说：“你将来做总统，我知道你骗人的了。”
He always encouraged.
不能做总统了。
He always encouraged his sons to go. One day you will become the president of the United States. Of course, that cannot happen because he was naturalized. He was not born here.
所以这个魔鬼就常常给我们一些东西是错误的。
And that sometimes devil like to put the wrong thought in our mind as well.
但是我们在座的弟兄姐妹们，啊，今天早上我就盼望我能够讲个东西，让我们觉得我们很有盼望。
And my wish is to share with you from the word of God that the hope we have so that you feel that you have hope.
有盼望，你不是说我很聪明就有盼望。
You are not full of hope because you're smart.
或者你功课很好有盼望。
Or you do well in school.
不是、
no.
你就有盼望，因为是基督徒就有盼望。
You are hopeful because you are a Christian.
因为耶稣住在你里面做使者做大祭司、
because、
你有盼望。
You have Jesus who dwells inside you to be your apostle and your high priest. Then you have hope.
你不一定在地上做很有名的事业家。
Not necessarily you are great in your career.
但是在神的国中你能做个不一样的基督徒。
But you can be a very different Christian in the kingdom of God.
这是神也告诉我们说耶稣、他是使者也是大祭司。
Bible tells us that Jesus is our apostle and our high priest.
他要把一个东西今天早上放在我们里面。
Jesus wants to play this thought in our heart this morning.
叫做使命。
To know, to have a sense of commission.
你是有使命的人。
Do you know you are commissioned?
我们常常呢，每天做事情呢很频繁，我们忘掉我们是有使命的一般人。
Every day we go through life's routine ordinarily and forgot that we actually are people with missions.
这个美国啊，打仗啊，都是打赢的。
And this country, when we go out to fight, we always win the war.
只有一个仗打输的，就越南打输的。
Only one war we lost, which was in Vietnam.
在越南呢，他们打了，后来走掉，越南就给北越，就越共把它 take over 了。
And the communists in Vietnam defeated the U.S. troops, and so U.S. troops retreated.
那个时候呢，这个美国有在那当兵的有个人，过了很多年后呢，有回去呢。 开始做美国跟越南可以做生意呢？
And many years after the war, they made peace. The U.S. made peace with the Vietnam, so some soldier returned to the land.
啊，他回去后呢，他就跟那个越南人做生意啊，就问他一个问题。
So he had business transaction with the local people. So they asked him he asked him a question.
因为对方是政府官员呢。啊、他说我以前跟你们打仗有个问题我想知道
So this ex-soldier asked the official with whom he did train with and he said I had a question ever since I was a soldier here many years ago
我在一个越南的在越南一个大难的地方就一个大难的地方一个很大的美国除了菲律宾以外最大的一个 base 就大难
And he said I used to station at this place called Da Nang which was the second largest base in Pacific along Pacific Islands the U.S. had
除了菲律宾以外是最大的
Other than the base they had in Philippines that was the second largest
他说我们在那边呢就碰到你们了就每天碰到你们就越共从哪里出来偏给我们打一枪就进来打我们
He said I always had this question You guys always showed up from nowhere
他说你们到底怎么搞这件事情
How did you do it?、
啊、那个越共人哈哈笑笑说明天我带你去看去
And the officers laughed He said I will show you tomorrow
是他就带他到第二天到大难那个 base 去他就看看就原来他们在把整个 base 下面都挖空了跟蜘蛛网一样
And he brought him to the old base and showed him underground a base they have dig through and with the many channels as thick as the spider's web
哇他说我们呢你们美国人在上面呢在那喝颗 beer 然后吹冷气看 video 他说我们越南人在下面就挖了个东西
He said you guys when you guys were waiting up on the ground in the base drinking coke blowing cold air from air conditioning and watching video we were working hard digging those channels
你们在上面享受
You were enjoying your life up there
我们在下面在那流汗
We were sweating labor down there in the ground
被蜘蛛咬
And we were bitten by spiders
被虫子咬
and by insects.
全身是泥巴，热得不得了。
And we just mingle our sweats with mud underground.
挖好一枪，砰打你们枪，这下子就躲起来。
And then we'll dig through and we'll rise up and then shoot you and then and went underground again.
他说我们跟你们中间最大不一样。
He said the greatest difference between you and us.
你们来打仗不知道为什么打。
Is that you came to fight for no obvious purpose.
我们知道我们有使命。
But we were soldiers with commission, with goals, is to kick you guys out of this country. Dear brothers and sisters, this morning, do you have the sense of commission? If you have the sense of commission, you will not be afraid of suffering. And then you will be able to get up early. And you will be willing to put up yourself in the church. And Jesus says, I am the apostle.
他来到地上,
When he came to this world,
他受很多苦,
he suffered much.
他被很多人在那, 出卖,
and he was betrayed by many.
他在那里被很多人丢弃,
and he was abandoned by many.
人用石头丢他,
people stoned him.
但是耶稣从来没有退过,
but Jesus never retreated.
因为他有使命,
because he came with a mission.
他要崩他那条道路,
and he needed to run on the path was set for him.
后来他救了个人叫做保罗,
and he also revealed to a person whose name was Saul.
保罗也是一样,
and turned to Paul. He was the same way.
他说进入神的国要受很多很多的苦难,
he said it is natural that we will suffer much in order to enter into the kingdom of God.
今天也是一样, 神要救我们在座的很多人,
likewise God wants to save all of us.
我们没有保罗这么伟大,
andWe are not as great as Paul.
但神呼召保罗的呼召也呼召我们呢。
But the same calling he sent to Paul has come upon each one of us.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
Oh, holy brothers of the heavenly calling.
你要去思想耶稣啊。
Fix your thoughts on Jesus.
这耶稣对我们永远不变的旨意。
And he has this eternal purpose that never changes.
他要我们跟随他走。
He wants us to follow him.
哎，我服侍主耶稣啊，也好多年了。
And I've served God, served the Lord many years.
我们很多年不见了，一见你们头发都白了，简直是。
We haven't seen some of people for years. See, you see me, see, I got white hair all over.
就头发白的还比较好，头发掉了那才惨。
It's okay to turn gray, better than turn bald.
那真是感谢主啊！我们头发白的，我们心还是有勇敢，阿爸们。
Yes, I may look old, but my heart is still very strong and courageous for the Lord.
感谢主啊，弟兄姊妹们呢？神说他是呼召我们的。
And God calls us.
让我们同盟天骄的圣洁。
He said he is calling us so that we can become holy brothers of the same heavenly calling.
你的想法很重要。
Therefore, how we think is very important.
要 confession 就是思想，要思想耶稣。
And confess and fix your thoughts on Jesus.
思想完之后还要 confess， 还要承认。
And you think about Jesus. After that, you confess with your mouth.
这天天要讲。
So you need to talk about him.
我认识一个弟兄啊，
他
到我们教会来讲道。
He is the speaker of our church.
每天讲是对刷牙对镜子说，你很有盼望。
And he shared with us that every morning when he brushes teeth, facing the mirror, he would say to himself that you are full of hope.
对镜子里面人好像没睡醒的说，你很有盼望。
He was not fully awakened yet, but he would say to himself, the guy in the mirror, that you are full of hope.
你今天神要大大使用你。
God will use you greatly today.
我讲完以后，他精神就回来了。
And after he said that, he wake up fully.
Confession 讲很重要。
Confessing is very important, which means to speak it out.
你如果每天讲起刷牙说，哎呦，你又老了。
If you face the mirror every morning, you go, oh, you look older.
头发又白很多了。
Oh, one more gray hair.
你又不行了。
My eyesight is getting worse.
我告诉你，今天就保证你不行。
Then I tell you, you could probably have a very rough day.
弟兄姐妹们。耶稣告诉我们说，要去思想耶稣。
Fix your thoughts on Jesus.
而且要承认耶稣。
And confess with your mouth.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们开始呢，就正式走路了。
And so that we can start walking on the path.
每天早上要对自己宣告。
Every morning you declare to yourself.
我有盼望。
I am a person with hope.
跟我说好不好？今天早上你在还没讲。
We say it together.
主耶稣。
Dear Jesus.
我有盼望。
I have hope.
主耶稣
Dear Jesus,
今天你要用我
You will use me today
真的神会用我
Say that to yourself everywhere and God will use you
因为什么因为我们是被神蒙召的一般的圣洁弟兄
Why is that? Because we are called by God to be his holy brothers
是因为什么神开始要带我们走一条道路
So God wants to lead us on this right path
这条道路是建造我们的道路
And this path upon which he can build us
就是建造我们让我们怎么样成为一般有盼望的人
He will build us into a group of people full of hope
弟兄姐妹们去这边就用个摩西做个例子
Here God uses Moses as an example
因为摩西啊是神所用的一个人呢是非常特别的一个人
Moses was a very unique person used by God
摩西啊40岁以前住在王宫啊功课都是第一名的
In his first 40 years he lived in palace and he was a straight A student ranked number one
但是神不用他因为他第一名不是这么用他
But God cannot use him because he ranked number one
神用他只有一件事情他被神呼召
And the only thing that you can say God used him was that God sent him a call
我比如说我们在座的跟摩西一样在埃及王宫里长大会不会就在那里住一辈子
And I don't know if you or I if we are like Moses growing up in the palace maybe we'll choose to stay in the palace for the rest of our lives
神呼召摩西
But God called Moses.
希伯来书第十一章告诉我们。
And Hebrew chapter 11 says.
神不愿意住在王宫里。
Moses did not want to stay in the palace.
暂时享受最终之乐。
To enjoy the temporary leisure of sins.
他愿意离开王宫。
Instead, he was willing to leave the palace.
和神的百姓同受苦害。
And to suffer together with the people of God.
弟兄姐妹们，他这么为着神的百姓，神的百姓没有 appreciate 他，没有感激他呀。
And he cares so much about God's people, but no one in the but God's people did not appreciate him.
所以他们还说你干嘛管我们闲事呢
？They even complain, so why did you mind our business?
弟兄姐妹们，今天我特别给你们讲一件事情。
So I want to remind you one thing important this morning.
你答应神的呼召。
Once you answers.The calling of God.
愿意为着神摆上
Once you're willing to live for God.
是你学习的开始
And that is the beginning of your school.
神的就愿意帮助你
And God will start helping you from this point.
魔鬼就要打击你
At the same time, devil has a goal is to defeat you.
让你服侍遇见很多困难
So that you will encounter a lot of difficulties, obstacles when you serve.
这个时候你要记得一件事情
Remember this.
这个困难呢是建造你一件事情
The difficulties are tools God used to edify you.
建造你一个有盼望的生命。
To build you up to have a hopeful life.
弟兄姐妹们，这是神呢，要告诉我们说，你无论多少困难，你不可以放弃。
God said, never give up when you encounter difficulty.
神不放弃，你要不要放弃啊？
Because if God does not give up, can you give up?
大家跟我说，我不放弃。
Let's say that I will not give up.
神说我不我神不放弃我，我也不放弃我自己。
If God does not give me up, then I will not give up either.
我看见好多弟兄姊妹啊，
I've seen so many brothers and sisters in the past.
侍奉的路上，
on their way of service,
遇见困难了,
when they will give up because they encounter great difficulties.
弟兄姐妹, 摩西啊, 他最初,
and Moses gave up too initially.
他40岁遇见困难了,
and at the age of 40, he encountered this great challenge, he ran away.
没有想到80岁了,
to his surprise, at the age of 80, God called him again.
其实神永远不改变,
and that tells us that God does not change.
但是摩西呢,
but Moses was not confident enough.
他说你找别人好了, 我,
he said, would you please find someone else? I have retired.
我65岁就退休了, 我现在80岁,
and people retire at age of 65. I'm already 80. Please find someone else.
但神说不行,
but God says, no, I have to get you.
因为我与你同在,
because I will be with you.
弟兄姐妹们, 今天早上, 我向所有弟兄姐妹们, 发出这么一件事情,
therefore, the calling I want to share with you is
神还今天早上,
God still wants to use us.
他不管我们的年龄,
despite our age,
不管我们过去的经历怎么样,
our experiences in the past,
他要用我们,
He wants to use us.
因为他爱我们,
because He loves us.
弟兄姐妹们, 这是我们最大的盼望,
and this is the greatest hope of all.
我年龄也不轻了,
and I'm not young anymore.
但是我感谢主,
every time I thought about how God used all these people much older than I am, I regained my strength.
而且我的神呢,
and I know God knows me.
他又了解我还用我, 他对我做多少,
and He truly loves me because He still wants to use me after He thoroughly understands who I am.
我这个昨天呢, 我有个使命在这边。
And yesterday I had this mission.
在我们台北教会有一个弟兄啊, 跟一个美国女孩子做朋友。
And there was this brother from a Taipei church who is friend with an American girl.
于是呢, 那个美国女孩子在去我们那边做 missionary。
And the American girl who visited Taipei as a missionary.
是他们在那做朋友的时候啊, 那个女孩子爸爸住在美国。
And so they become friends in Taiwan, but her father lives here.
她的爸爸担不担心她女儿跟谁做朋友很担心,
as the father, naturally, he's concerned who she befriend with.
她就说呢, 哇这个男孩子的pastor到美国来了, 打个电话叫我打, 那个我那个弟兄就拜托我打个电话给那女孩子的爸爸。
So they asked me, when I come to the United States, call the girl's father.
我的姊妹跟我讲说, 你不要乱盖章啊。
And my wife advised me, so don't give any false promise.
就是你不要说, 哎没问题啊, 好得很啊, 跟保罗一样, 跟约翰一样, 你不要这么乱讲。
Don't give a false promise or empty promise that says, oh, that guy is wonderful, as great as Paul, or as great as Peter.
啊,这算是,我就打电话去给他。
So I called the girl's father.
他的爸爸就问一件事情,
and her father has one question.
他说年轻的时候, 他有没有做过什么坏事情呢?
Said, did that guy ever done anything wrong when he was younger?
过去的记录怎么样?
How was his past record?
哦,这也没有问题。
As, oh, no problem.
在教会也做不了什么太多坏事情。
You can't do too many bad things when you grow up
这,
in the church.
这代表我们地上的人啊, 对人很不放心啊。
And that proves that we can't really have certainty about any person.
但是我们的神对我们很放心啊。
But the thing is, our God fully trusted us.
他用我们的时候, 没有打听过去你干嘛呢?
And when He called us, He never did a background check first.
但你过去不好, 你现在好, 有没有希望, 有没有盼望?
If you were bad in the past, but you are better now, do you think you have hope?
2009年很不好, 2011年开始改变了, 好, 有没有盼望? 但是有没有盼望?
If you did it poorly last year, but from this year on you will do great, do you think you have hope? Yes, you do.
神就是要用我们。
And God just wants to use us.
你愿不愿意被神来用?
It's the fact is whether you are willing or not.
我们在那个上次我有一个姊妹, 到台北来讲道。
And there was a female speaker came to our church.
她说, 这神专门用一些很特别的人。
She said, God used someone always special, always use someone special.
她说呢, 神专门用那个强盗变成传道。
And God like to turn a robber into a minister.
这个他这个英文就专门,
you can't rhyme with that. A robber becomes a minister.
然后厨师变牧师,
and a cook becomes a pastor.
他说这神专门用这怪里怪气人的,
and God uses people who are so ordinary and turning into someone very special.
假如你是个强盗, 我告诉你, 将来会变成传道。
And so if you were robbers in the past, then I tell you God can turn you into a minister.
你是厨师，将来会变牧师。
You was the cook, you would turn into a pastor.
我是牧师传道，但是我还不是强盗跟
I'm a pastor, I'm a minister, but I wasn't a robber, neither a cook before.
但是我是不是强盗，因为我不敢抢。
Even though I did not rob, but I do have a life of a robber, but I'm just too scared to rob others.
感谢主耶稣。
And I thank Jesus for that.
我们要思想耶稣基督。
Fix our thoughts on Jesus.
他要改变我们。
He will change us.
建造我们。
He will edify us.
用我们过去很多的失败变化来建造我们。
Through our failures in the past, He can build us up.
让我们成为一般神用的。
So that we can become people he can use.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，神最奇妙就是神这个爱我们的爱。
And this love of Jesus is the most marvelous love.
是一方面讲，我们的神是永远不变的爱。
So on one hand, we know he has this love that never changes.
第二方面，神对每一个在座的人，他的爱的方法都不一样。
On the other hand, his love for each one of us is different.
你很好，神会用你。
And God will use you when you are good.
你不好，神一样用你。
And God still uses you when you are not good.
全世界说你都不行，神说我还能够用你。
And when the whole world asked you were in terrible condition, God said, I can still use you.
弟兄姐妹们，这叫神最奇妙的恩典。
And this is the most marvelous part of His grace.
今天早上，神要建造一个盼望的生命，在我们当中。
So God wants to build up a life that's full of hope in each one of us.
当你愿意摆在教会中的时候。
When you are willing to put yourself in the church.
困难。你还是愿意服侍的时候
you will be willing to continue to serve even though you encounter difficulties.
不是神建造你
It's not that God edify you.
神也要成全你
Also, he wants to perfect you.
什么叫做成全呢
What does it mean to be perfected?
这个成全有个意思就是你的骨头脱臼了
For example, if your bone is dislocated,
他把你放回去
God wants to put it back into the right position.
我们人在今天在地上啊，你做什么你们走的不对
You know, whatever we do on earth, many times we know something's wrong.
你们不能满足的。
We just don't have that full satisfaction.
你在地上再成功，还是觉得虚空的。
No matter how successful we may become in this world, we always feel empty.
除非你服侍神，否则你永远摆不对的。
Unless you start serving God, you will never feel right.
是神要成全我们。
So God wants to perfect us.
把我们摆在对的位置。
And makes us feel complete and put us in the right position.
让我们被神来使用。
That is to be used by God.
神用我们的时候，神就开始逐渐把我们的恩赐把我们显出来。
When God starts using us, He will gradually let us show the gifts that He has given within us.
弟兄姐妹们，一个恩赐是需要被成全。
You know, we may have gifts, but a gift needs to be perfected.
怎么被成全?
How can that gift to be made complete?
就不要失掉盼望。
It's that you don't lose hope.
一直愿意摆上，一直愿意去学习，你就可以被成全。
You will not lose hope. You are always willing to continue to serve and learn. Then you will become complete and be perfected.
弟兄姐妹们，这神他在这里不只要建造我们，也要成全我们。
God not only wants to build us up, He also wants to make us complete.
我以前开始学习讲道的时候
When I first started learning how to speak
我很容易紧张
And I said, Lord, you know, I get nervous so easily
哎，说义弟兄，你现在台上这么很活泼吗？怎么会紧张呢
And you might say, Brother E, you look very relaxed and very alive on the stage How could you say, how can you say you were nervous?
最近二十年我不紧张啊
And I said, you know, I start become better in the past 20 years
我四十岁的时候讲道还在发抖，这腿会抖着
And when I spoke at the age of 40, I tremble, my knee will knock
我的讲义写得满满的
And I will have this the piece of paper filled with words
到了上面就找不到在讲什么地方了
And I wrote so many words, I couldn't even make words, sense out of words when I got up here
常常开始就乱讲了
So I just say it freely and randomly
其实常常讲完到回家了就开始祷告认罪
So every time I went home, I would confess my sins and Lord, so sorry
主耶稣都鼓励我
But every time Jesus will encourage
我说下次不干了
And sometimes the Lord I won't say anything anymore
就是说你再干一次试试看
The Lord said just one more try
再让我干干
So I did it again
弟兄姐妹们神就要成全我们
And this is how God wants to perfect us
你祷告吗哎，慢慢慢慢，哎，祷告就会祷告了。
You learn how to pray, and then gradually you will be able to pray.
你晓得我们这些做传道、做牧师的，有一件事情呢，也是常常要印在 应着胆量而去做事。
You know, sometimes as minister to pastor, we have to do things even though we don't feel we're ready for it.
你不用说我不会， 那你说你不会你在干嘛就行。
You cannot say, oh, I don't know how to do that. Then people say, then why can't you be a minister?
有个姊妹， 她的儿子， 不长高。
One time there was a Christian in our church. Her son was too short.
让我为了祷告长高。
Stop growing. So they said, can you pray for him so he will grow?
我不能说我不会。
I cannot say, I don't know how to pray.
我就拼命祷告。
So I just pray.
主啊， 你让他长高。
So Lord, help him to grow taller.
弟兄姐妹们， 奇妙， 神听不听我祷告？
And then, did God hear my prayer?
听祷告你们知道呢。
Yes, he did it. How did you know?
神可怜我， 这个人，
because he had pity on me.
道已经讲得不好了， 再不会祷告， 那不像我们这样要失业了。
I'm such a poor speaker. If I don't even pray, then I will lose my job as a minister.
那天为他祷告那年暑假， 他长得差不多有3公分， 就是4公分了， 就长这么多。
And I prayed for the little boy, and that summer he grew about 3 to 4 cm.
弟兄姐妹们， 因为神在用我们。
Because God uses us.
怎么用我们呢？
How?
你愿意， 神就用你。
As long as we're willing, God can use us.
而且我告诉你， 没有说你要， 你的job是全时间神在用你。 你只要愿意被神用， 神就用你。 大家跟我说， Amen。
As long as you're willing to serve, you don't have to be a full-time minister to be used by God.
弟兄姐妹们， 是他说呢， 摩西呢， 建造神的家。
So here it says that Moses built up the house of the Lord.
神今天神的儿子建造他的家。
And also the Son of God is building up his house.
弟兄姐妹们， 这是神说呢， 教会， 就应该这么一直往前而去的。
And so God says the church should keep on moving forward.
今天所有在座的弟兄姐妹们，
therefore everyone who sits here,
你要有信心。
You have to have faith.
我去过，前段时间去过一个教会。
I went to this church one time.
有很多年轻人，像坐第二排、第三排的年轻人。
And on the second, third rows are a lot of young people.
他们呢，哎，那是祷告，为别人病人祷告。
And they actually pray for people that were sick.
他说，这年轻人祷告啊，也会病会好的。
And they told me, you know, even the young people pray, miracles happened.
弟兄姐妹们，这为什么呢？ 因为他们肯被神在用。
You know why miracles happened? Because they were willing to be used by God.
我碰到一个印度人呢。
And I met this Indian.
他呢，就是专门做孤儿院的。
And his business was managing orphanage.
是他养了很多孤儿。
He shepherded a lot of orphans.
他的孤儿， 也就是大部分是女孩子。And
most of them are girls.
因为印度人呢， 他们也是跟中国人、东方人一样， 都是重男轻女。And
because people of India, and they look highly of boys over girls.
是一些小女生啊， 生下来就把她丢掉。So
they will abandon a lot of baby girls.
他就把她捡起来去养去。And
so this Indian will pick up those baby girls and raise them.
是他呢， 那个小女孩呢， 就慢慢长大了。So
a lot of little girls gradually grew under his care.
我看她的video， 这小女孩啊， 10岁、8岁都在带敬拜。
And I saw the video that these 8-10 years old girls were leading worship in the church.
很有恩高啊， 他们带敬拜， 我眼泪都会掉下来， 非常感动。
I was moved to tears because their worship was full of anointing.
他们小女孩啊， 也会为人祷告。
And they also pray for others.
所以有一些呢， 那个印度人叫做库安东， Anton Cruz.
And the Indian's name was Anton Cruz.
他呢， 要去盖一个会所。
He wants to build up a church.
但是没有钱。
But he was without money.
所以他就开始呢， 那天呢， 他问他太太说呢， 我们还有多少钱呢？ 太太说都没有了。
And he asked his wife that day, how much money we have left? She said nothing.
他第二天呢， 就要送来了一些的建筑材料。
And next day, a lot of construction materials will arrive.
那么他太太说， 要不然他送， 送来我没有钱给他呢。
And so his wife says, should we ask them to deliver it? Because we don't even have money.
是那个牧师说， 我到外面去走走看。
And so the pastor, this Indian pastor said, let me go out and walk around.
在那个会堂那建筑工地，在一面走一面祷告。
So he went to the construction site and he patrolled around it, and as he walked, he prayed.
所以那个时候呢， 他就是去的时候啊， 有一个人就喊他一声。
While he was walking around praying, somebody called his name.
他说你是不是牧师？
And the guy says, a stranger says, are you a pastor?
他说我是牧师。
He said, yes, I am.
他说来来，我的主人要找你。
Come over here, my master needs to talk to you.
他就把他呢， 在那个附近不远地方有个房子， 很漂亮， 就带进去。
So this stranger took him to a nearby mansion.
他就去那边以后呢， 他坐在那边。
So he went in, he sat down.
这过了好久呢， 就那个主人下来。
After a while, the master came down.
那主人下来说呢， 他说你是个牧师吗？
He said, are you, the master asked him, are you a pastor?
他说是的。
He said, yes, I am.
他说我告诉你， 他说我要跟你讲一下，我你要给一笔钱要给。
He said, "Let me tell you, I need to give you a sum of money."
他说为什么给我呢
？He said, "Why do you want to give it to me?"
因为前一段时间呢，他那个牧师啊，他有很多小孩子，他孤儿在那教导孤儿。
He said, "Because a while ago, because when you were teaching your orphans."
那孤儿是那小八岁十岁女孩小孩子，每天早上啊。进沿着房间每一个屋子有大门给他按手祝福。
Oh, because the bunch of girls will pass by on the street and then they will pray for each house they pass.
因为那边很多人呢是信印度教跟回教徒。
And there are a lot of idol worshippers in the area.
所以若是不被赶走，他就为他每一个大门给他祝福，每一个大门给他祝福。
So all these little girls, the orphan girls, on their way to the countryside to have their classes, they will pass all the household who did not reject them for praying, to pray for them. They will pray for each house and bless them.
就那天经过那边时候，那个家里的主人呢，他是新加坡的一个银行家。
And this master is a banker from Singapore.
他在那边，他是回教徒。
And he was a Muslim.
是他在那边呢，就住在那边，很少从新加坡回到印度。
And he migrated from Singapore to India when he was a little boy.
刚好那天那段时间，他回去住去在那边休息。
And then he retreated to his mansion during that period of time.
是他早上习惯了，他去把门打开。
And every morning he will open up his gate.
一看呢，有四个小孩在那边这么祷告。
And he opened the door and he saw four little Indian girls praying for his house.
他说这些讨厌来要钱的是不是？他们来干什么
？They were beggars at first. He said, "What are you doing here?"
他说呢，我们先生，我们给你们在祝福。
And the little girl answers, "Mister, we're here to bless your house."
他一看他们，知道他们基督教。他说，我是回教徒，也可以祝福吗
？He said, "Do you Christians bless Muslims?"
他说，神都会祝福，没有什么区别。
The little girl said, "God loves all people, no difference."
所以他说，好吧，你就给我祝福。
He said, "Okay, then bless my house."
哇，那个四个小孩就站在那边，嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟给他祝福。
So the four little girls pray for him and his household.
祝福以后，那个先生就准备关着门，就谢谢，就关着门要进去。
And after they were done, he said, "Thank you," and he was about to close the door.
他忽然想起一件事。
And suddenly he remembered something.
这个银行家的妈妈生重病。
That his mom was seriously sick.
于是都没有药救。
And it was beyond cure.
已经快到末期了。
It was the final stage.
他忽然想起来了，他问他说：“你们给不给病人祝福呢
？”And suddenly he said, "Do you guys bless sick people?"
他说：“我们给谁都给祝福。
”They said, "We bless anybody."
说好，那你就上来跟我去祝福。
So he invited them to go upstairs to pray for his mom.
多奇妙，一个银行家相信四个小孩子给他祝福。
Can you imagine that a banker actually believe in the prayer of four little girls?
一个人今天没有路走的时候啊。他需要人给他祝福。
You know, when a person has come to the end of his road, he needs help and blessing.
他就把四小孩子带到楼上去。
So he brought those four girls upstairs.
四小孩子跪在床的旁边。
So they knelt down by the bedside of his mom.
就为银行家的妈妈在祷告。
And they prayed for her.
奇不奇妙？祷告完了，病开始转好。
And after their prayer, her condition started to improve.
慢慢慢，病就好了。
And gradually, she became completely healed.
其实那个银行家就觉得有点欠这个小孩子的教会有一个人情的。
So this banker, Indian banker, felt that he owed this bunch of Christians something.
他大部分时间在新加坡。
And he spent most of his time in Singapore.
他就给他家的那个佣人说：“你去找这个教会的主人，就是牧师。”
So he told his servants, "Go find the pastor of this particular church."
我要给他点捐点钱。
I want to make some donation.
所以他就给他讲完。在讲完的时候，你看见牧师的话呢，他也不敢讲。为什么？他主人在银行家在新加坡没回来。
And the servant saw the pastor, but he did not ask him to come because the master was not home.
这个银行家回来了，那个我们那个牧师赶紧过去，忙得不得了，全世界上到处跑的。
And then once the master returns, the pastor is gone again.
所以那天晚上刚好有主人回来了，他就去找，果然看到他在那边，就把他硬抓进来。
And that particular evening, his master returned and he went to the church construction site and saw the pastor, so he invited him to his house.
所以他呢，那天呢就把他请来以后呢，把那个银行家就把他故事给他讲完。
So the banker explained to him what happened.
一面给他喝咖啡，一面就是这样子。他说：“你的四个小朋友啊。”给我妈妈祷告，她病好了。
So your girls, four girls, pray for my mom, and she's completely healed. I would like to make some offering. Please have a seat. Let me get the money.
他说那个钱呢，我已经写好两个月了，没一直没有碰到你，我已经拿着。
He said the offering was ready for over 2 months because we didn't run into you, so we want to give to you now.
安东克鲁斯说呢，他那第二天早上呢，他需要请大约13万多的一个印度钱。
And the pastor needs about 130,000 local currency.
就这样子，所以他那天呢。
So when the master went upstairs to get the money, the pastor downstairs started to pray. He said, Lord, if the money you give to me,
10万块或者十多万、二十万块，那个就是我运气好拿到钱。
If it's 100,000 or 200,000, whatever that amount is, that means just a lucky thing I got.
若是刚好是十三万，明天早上我需要的钱，就是你给我的。
But if it's exactly 130,000 that I need for tomorrow's delivery, then I know this is for me from you.
好了，他就那个人银行员下来了。
So the banker came down.
又给他加咖啡。
And gave him more coffee.
他就急得不得了，我赶快告诉我你多少钱呢
？And he really was eager to find out exactly how much he wants to offer.
后来那个人把钱拿给他。
So that this guy gave him the money.
他打开了。
He opened it up.
一数多少钱，弟兄姐妹们。
And guess what?
13万。
Exactly 130,000.
看到钱以后，他开始哭了。
And he started to cry.
哎，那个银行家很奇怪。
And the banker was very surprised.
他说，你怎么哭什么呢
？So how come you're crying?
心里想是不是太少还是怎么样
？Do you think it's too little? You want more?
他就给他讲。
So he shared with him.
刚刚我做了个祷告。
I just had a prayer.
假如钱是十万块，或者少或者多，是你给我的。
And if the number is different from 100,000, 30,000, then it's a gift from you as a person.
若是十三万，就是我天上的父亲给我。
But if exactly 130,000, then it's from my heavenly father.
因为不可能当天数的，两个月前就已经摆在那边了。
And this is something he prepared 2 months ago.
而且刚好就十三万。
And it's exactly what we need for tomorrow.
他讲完以后，银行家开始哭了。
Once he shared that really moved the heart of the banker. He started to cry too.
你们的神是真神。
He said, "Your God is the living God."
弟兄姊妹们啊
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们在地上啊，神会用我们。
You know, God can use us when we live on earth.
那四个小孩子，神用他去医人的病。
And those 4 little girls, God could use them to pray and heal.
所以圣经上说，要把可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
That's why Bible says we are His house if we can hold on to the courage and the hope.
什么叫做可夸的盼望呢
？What is the hope that we boast of?
我们神今天还会做事情，阿爸们。
Because we know God still works.
什么叫胆量呢
？What kind of courage we're talking about?
你要行动。
That you need to have action.
你不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
就像我为了祷告。
Just like when I was asked to pray.
它会不会长高，我也搞不清楚。
I have no idea whether the boy will grow taller.
长不长高你的事情呢？祷告是我的事情。
Because whether he grow or not is God's business, but praying or not is my business.
传福音是我的事情。
Preaching gospel is my business.
得不得救是你的事情。
But whether the person is saved or not, that's God's business.
可夸的盼望。
I have this hope I can boast.
代表我们这一班人，神在我们当中要用我们。
That means because God wants to use us.
什么叫做胆量？
What does courage mean?
胆量叫做行动。
Means you need to have an action.
教会是有行动的一般人。
Church needs to have actions.
为什么神是每天做新事的人神呢
？Why we call our God who does new things every day?
因为教会在行动。
Because His church acts.
如果教会不行动，神不能做事。
God cannot do anything if the church does not act upon.
是可夸的盼望和胆量，要坚持到底。
So hold on to the courage. And the hope which we boast of.
我们就是神的家。
Then we are His house.
今天我们感谢主，主要用我们。
We thank the Lord for He wants to use us.
啊，我在以前也听过一个故事，我再跟你们讲。
Let me tell you another story I heard before.
这个在美国，每一年呢，我就很多年呢，就是这个 Rose Bowl 要打。
We all know Rose Bowl football.
哎，就是学校。大学打那个 football Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl is a competition for football for college teams.
每一年呢，就东岸跟西岸在那比冠军。
And the champions on both the East and West Coast will compete.
上个世纪快100年以前。
About 100 years ago.
这个东岸这边呢是 Georgia Tech GIT 拿的冠军。
And the champion was GIT Georgia Tech from the East Coast.
那西岸呢，当然 UCLA 就没人接嘛。
USC.
UCLA。
The West Coast was, of course, UCLA。
两个开始做最后的比赛。
So they both were finalists and came and compete at the end。
在那天打架打的当中，两边实力差不多，非常的紧张。
They're about equally strong, so it was very competitive.
UCLA 呢有个 quarterback 的话叫做 Roy Gimel。
And the quarterback of UCLA was Ryan.
Ryan, R-Y, you know. 他这个他呢就是在打得非常好。
And Roy was the quarterback from UCLA and he was a great player.
他比赛当中说他大概是太兴奋了太紧张了。
And in the middle of the game, he probably got too nervous or too excited.
他跑错方向了。
He ran toward the wrong direction.
哇拿着球就往自己家跑。
He got the ball and he ran toward his own team.
就叫他以为大家记得加油又搞不清楚。
And the whole crowd tried to stop him by shouting out loud. He thought people were cheering him up. So he kept on running.
他去当我就发现什么呢是跑到自己家去。
And after he touched down, he realized he was at the wrong zone.
那天刚好呢这个中间就停下来。
And that was the mid-game, so everything stopped for a while.
哇那天你想多丢脸。
What an embarrassing thing he did, of course.
所有 UCLA 人都低着头，都。
All the people from UCLA side felt very embarrassed.
就回到那个运动员的休息室。
So Roy returned to the locker.
Coach 也来了，都在里面。
And the coach and teammates all returned.
那是 Roy， 他就开始哭了。
So Roy started to cry.
他说我真是丢脸。
He said, I did a wrong thing. I'm so embarrassed.
就过来休息了，大家都没办法讲什么，对不对？
And,
就打了一半输，就变这种心情出来。
They have no words to comfort him because it was truly awkward.
结果呢，到了终于开始要打球了。
So they were about to go out for the second half game.
那个 coach 就说 Roy.
The coach said to him, Roy.
你再想想。
Going again.
他说不行，他 coach， 我这已经今天丢脸丢得不得了，我没有办法，我没有力量出去。
Said coach, I don't have face to go out. I just screwed up.
Coach 讲了一句话。
But the coach said,
Roy, the game is not over yet.
The game is not over yet.
下半场你下去。
So go back in.
弟兄姊妹们呢，这 Roy 就上场。
So Roy went back into the game.
哇，他从来没打这么好过。
He never played as well as before. I mean, he never played so well before.
拼了命去打，就打的冠军。
And he strived his best, and they won the championship.
今天最后我给各位讲一句话说。
So what my words for you at the end is.
今天坐在这边每一个人，耶稣对你说 ，Game is not yet over.
Jesus telling everyone here, the game is not over yet.
我们还有下场。
We need to continue to fight.
我们过去打怎么样没有关系。
It doesn't matter how we did or what we did in the past.
今天我们还在下去。
The point is we need to return to the game.
因为我们有盼望，阿爸们。
Because we have hope, amen.
教会是具有盼望的班。
Church is a group of people who are full of hope.
圣经上说，把可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
Bible says, hold on to the hope and the courage.
无论你得胜，你失败。
Doesn't matter you have succeeded or failed.
你只要下场继续打，神就一直帮助你到底。
As long as you return to the game, God will continue to help us.
神他快要回来了。
Jesus is coming back.
他要看见每一个人今天在座都在场上在那里奔跑。
He wants to see every one of us running in the game.
因为教会是神的家，是最有盼望的一般的人。
Because church is the house of God. It's a place that's full of hope.
我们每一个人都有盼望。
We all have hope.
对你隔壁人说你有盼望。
Tell people next to you that you have hope.
你有盼望。
You have hope.
弟兄姐妹们，不止我们要相信，我们要知道，还要承认，还要喊出来。
Not just believe in your heart, but confess with your mouth.
每天早上对着镜子那个人还没睡醒说你有盼望。
Every morning looking into the mirror and said to yourself, I have hope.
你有盼望。
You have hope.
你今天神还要用我们。
And God will use me today.
只有神有这么大的信心。
Only God can have this kind of faith.
只有神有这么大的爱心。
And this kind of love for us.
神有这么大的盼望在我们身上。
And He has hope on us.
教会，神的家。
Church is the house of God.
是一般人充满了对神有盼望的人。
It's filled with a group of people who are full of hope toward God.
我们要唱全新的你。
Let's sing this a new you.
这上面都有人。
We all have on the program, right? It's okay.
你说阴天代表你的心情， 雨天更是你对生命的反应，你说每天生活一样平静，对于未来没有一点信心。
亲爱朋友，你是否曾经
观看满天的星星，
期待有人能够了解你心，能够爱你赐你力量更新。
耶稣能够，我们站着唱哦，耶稣能够
将一切都更新，
耶稣能够新的你，我们再唱一遍。你说阴天代表你的心情，
雨天更是你对生命的反应。你说每天生活一样平静，对于未来没有一点信心。亲爱朋友，你是否曾经观看满天的星星，期待有人能够了解你心，能够爱你赐你力量更新。耶稣能够将一切都更新，
早上主耶稣在我们当中。
This morning Jesus here with us.
他愿意帮助每一个人。
He wants to help everyone here.
让你把过去都忘记。
To forget about the past.
要让你变一个全新的你。
And renew you completely.
全新的你。
And to renew you.
他对你说，孩子。
He said, child.
你有盼望。
You have hope.
不是你比别人好。
It's not because you are better than others.
而是你不放弃你的自己。
But because you do not give up.
主耶稣，我们今天早上在求你帮助每一个弟兄姊妹。
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help every one of us here.
你愿意今天早上让神来更新你
？If you are willing to let God renew you this morning.
我们再唱一遍的时候
，As we prayed again, I invite you to come forward.
我们要为你来祷告。
We want to pray for you.
你愿意被更新，请你走到前面来。
If you are willing to be renewed, please come forward.
你说阴天代表你的心情，
雨天更是你对生命的反应。你说每天生活，
我们都在主面前，好不好？让主更新我们，愿意的都到前面来。
Let us allow the Lord to renew us. If you want that to happen, come forward.
Game 还没打完。
The game is not over yet.
你还可以再继续往前。
We can continue to compete, to fight.
你能够了解你心，
能够爱你赐你力量更新。能够将一切都更新，耶稣能够改变你的心情。
所以站在你面前弟兄姐妹，今天早上是他们重新一个更新他们奉献的日子。
Lord, bless the people who stand before you. Today is the day they offer themselves again in your hand.
他们更新他们前面的心智。
They renew their willingness to follow you.
他们更新他们前面要跟随你的道路。
And they renew their following up with you.
跟随今天的主带领他们走前面的道路。
And they want to follow the Lord of today to lead them the future.
主耶稣，无论年纪大年纪轻的，你都在祝福他们。
Doesn't matter their age, Jesus, you bless every one of them.
祝福他们，祝福，祝福，祝福，祝福。耶稣能够更新。
Amen. Bless them, Jesus.Renew us. Hallelujah. Bless your people, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We can all pray to the Lord. Ask the Lord to renew us. Hallelujah. Renew our service. Renew our knowledge upon you. Renew our strength. And renew us as a vessel. We praise you, Jesus. Let your church be a renewed church.
Hallelujah.
Put hope in your hearts. So that your church can be greatly blessed. Yes, Jesus.May be a church full of revival, Jesus. A church that will preach the gospel. And a church full of love. And full pursuit of the Lord, yes. And full of your testimony, Jesus. Bless the meeting we have in your name this morning. Oh, bless everyone who stands up in front of you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace.
感谢奉主耶稣基督的
名。We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
耶稣能够将一切都更新。耶稣能够体会你的心情。耶稣能够改变你。
Please be seated.
对，我再有一件事再说明一下。
And there is one thing I want to explain.
无论是走到前面的。
Whether you came forward just now.
或者今天站起来了。
Or you just stood up.
很重要的。
One thing that is so important.
弟兄姊妹们，就是今天我讲的信息。
It's the message I share with you.
可夸的盼望。
The hope we can boast of.
And the 胆量。
And the courage.
坚持到底。
We hold on to them.
什么叫胆量呢？叫做行动。
What does courage mean means you need to have action.
所以你站起来或者是你走到前面来了。愿意的话呢，请你给梁家生弟兄或给我们的这个前公弟兄说，你主啊，你怎么用我。
And if you just stood up, Your action shows, or you came forward as an action. Please tell Timothy or all the responsible brother like Joseph.
你若是你不用，我告诉你，这火就慢慢慢慢慢慢就让你吹下。
And ask them, how can God use me? If you are not starting with an action to be used by God, your fire will decrease.
不管做什么，摆在教会里面，让神来用我们。
Doesn't matter what we do, as long as we're willing to do it, God can use it.
所有坐在这边的每一个人都被主用，大家跟我说阿门。
Are we amen? That everyone wants to be used by God.
教会兴旺是大家都被主用。
Revival of a church is.It's the condition that everyone is used by God.
不管做什么，把自己摆在神家。
Doesn't matter what we do, just put ourselves in His house.
告诉你，教会就完全不一样。
And I tell you, your church will be completely different.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
好，我们谢谢伊弟兄来跟我们有这样的一个交通。
We want to thank Brother Yi who shared with us just now.
我们是不是能够把今天伊弟兄带来给我们的希伯来书第三章第六节我们一同读一次。
Can we read chapter 3 verse 6 of Hebrews together one more time?
好，就在这个纲要的里面哈。
Let's read it together, chapter 3 verse 6.
第六节。但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。我们再一次哈，但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是神的家了。好，这盼望呢，我们每一位呢，在神的面前。
And this is the hope we have before God.
我们都能够为神所使用。
We hope that we can be used by God.
阿们。
阿们。
好，再一次，盼望我们每一位在神的面前。
Our hope is that before God.
我们都能够为神所使用。
We can be used.
对，这就是他的家了。
This is his house.
这